we're looking at the subject of Holy Communion. And the key about communion is that we learn that it is remembering the death of Christ and fellowshipping with the saints. It's something that is not closed, but it is close. We don't believe in a closed communion, but I believe in a close communion. And that is that we partake with Christ as the central and with other people that are truly born again. The Bible warns us about fellowshipping with devils. And today I want to talk about dead and sleeping people in the church in reference to communion. Dead and sleeping people in the church and sick people also. Let us look at 1 Corinthians chapter 11. For I received, verse 23 of chapter 11 of 1 Corinthians, for I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it, and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also, he took the cup, when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye, as often as ye drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, for if we would judge ourselves, it says in verse 31, we should not be judged. Well, bless God, it says here that you should not eat or drink unworthily. Think of it. Right now, there are many people that will go to a church service in the morning. The Catholic religion, for an example. Many people will walk into the church. They'll go through the Mass, and they will partake of what they call Holy Communion. And that's fine and dandy if you're really right with God and you've got fellowship with God and His church, the true church of believers, not a building, not an institution, but the true fellowship with Christ Jesus. Remember, the word church does not mean building. The word church does not mean cathedral. The word church does not mean stone structure. The word church is a Greek word called ekklesia. And the word ekklesia is very simple meaning. It means the called out. You see, we have been called out of the world into the marvelous light of Christ. We have been called to forsake the sinful, wicked world in fellowship with Christ. So with all that said, what we should be doing is examining ourselves before we would do this. Many people will go into church service this week, and they're going to eat that bread and drink that cup, and it's going to give them such a warm, wiggly feeling that they've done something nice. And I'm telling you, if they're not born again and they're living in a wicked, sinful life, they're in big trouble, my friend. You don't play with holy things. Now, the sinner, the hypocrite, they're going to stand before God, just like everyone else is. But why do people that don't really want to follow Jesus, that don't really want to keep His teaching, want to do this ordinance and add sin to their sin? Literally, the Bible says that when we sin as a sinner and seemingly we think nothing happens, kind of like the story, one man cursed God in front of a preacher one day and said, see, there is no God. He said, I've asked God to kill me. I've asked God to strike me with lightning. I've asked God to strike me blind, and nothing's ever happened. And so the man stood up and so viciously cursed and blasphemed the God of heaven. And then he walked over to the preacher and said, you see, nothing happened. He said, oh, yes, sir, I saw something happen real good. He goes, what happened? God didn't even show his face and strike me dead, so there is no God. He said, no, sir, you did what the book of Romans says. You're treasuring up wrath against the day of wrath. I believe every sinner in the world, if they could just get this picture in their head, think of a river, and a dam has been built on the river, and all the water flowing down is the sin of the wicked man or the wicked woman, those that won't really repent, those that won't quit lying, those that won't quit lusting, those that won't quit gossiping, those that will continue in sin. It's like a dam just heaping up deeper and deeper. But one day that dam is going to open up. It's going to break. And I just want to warn you today, if you're trifling with God, if you're building up an account of sin, that one day it's going to stand before God. You're treasuring up sin, and it's going to condemn you on Judgment Day. Well, here it says, the one that eats and drinks, unworthy, eat and drink damnation. It tells a man to examine himself, to judge himself. And here it says, because many people in the church are eating and drinking this cup with sin in their lives, eating and drinking this stuff, not even born again, pretending to know God when they don't. It says, because this has happened here at the church at Corinth, it's happened. I believe it's happening right here, wherever you are. God hasn't changed. The Bible says he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Here it says that because people are taking the communion wrong, not being right with God, it says that many are weak. Are you weak today? Are you partaking of something holy when you're unholy and unclean? It says they're weak. Then it says they're sickly. Now, I don't want to attribute every sickness to an improper use of communion, because sickness is in the world because of sin, and death is in the world because of sin. One day you're going to have to die. There's no way out. But here it seems to imply to me that this sickness, they were sick people. I believe it was literal physical sickness, because I believe when you play with these things, you're not under the covering and mercy of God. When you trifle with holy things, you're a wicked person, and you're under the wrath of God, not under the blessing of God. So naturally, sickness is going to be more real to take you down. And it says, in many sleep, and I believe that literally means they have died. God will be merciful to sinners if they repent. But God, the Bible says, is great and terrible, and you don't want to be his enemy on Judgment Day. I just want to leave you with these thoughts. Many are weak, many are sickly, and many sleep, which are you. I hope you can say today that you're alive in Christ, that you understand the communion, the cup and the bread. You know it's about the suffering of Christ and the coming of Christ. But you don't want to trifle with holy things. And you want to be a whole person, healthy in mind, soul, and body. Oh, may you examine your heart today. Judge yourself. It's a good thing to do. Go to Galatians 5 and read through the fruit of the Spirit. And if that doesn't set you at ease, to show you your need for Christ, or that you have received the grace of Christ, can't guarantee you get it right. But that's Galatians chapter 5. Read that chapter and study out the fruit of the Spirit and the works of the flesh. Judge yourself and see where you are. Well, we've got a time now. We hope that you will seek the Lord. Study this. We have other messages on communion. If you leave a message, we get you the information on how to listen to those, so that you may study this important issue and not fail the grace of God.
God bless you for listening to the preaching of His Word. You may leave us a message by pressing 99. Or if you would rather speak to us in person, you may call us on our cell phones. For Mose, dial 717-656-9576. For Don, dial 717-606-2811. For Jeff, dial 423-618-9491. To hear information about our Saturday morning Bible study, press 88. To find out how to listen to a church service at Effort of Christian Fellowship, press 77. To hear the menu for this topic again, please stay on the line. To listen to any other message in this topic, press the appropriate extension number now. God bless you and have a good day.